This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
We got a number one contender for the Women's NXT Championship. World Collide is on the horizon, and DIY. We're talking about all of that tonight on the NXT After Show and AfterBuzz TV. Let's go.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Wait for that drop from the man backlash. Yes. Yes. The party's here. It's the Wednesday night delight, the NXT After Show.
Swear,
thank you so much for keeping me in your life and saying screens. My name is Homer Voice, Brooklyn Zone, the Kings County Kid. And I'm being joined by the all-star panel. Can I say this? Can I say it with pleasure? These guys are like the four horsemen of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling and Sports.
I see three.
We're getting there on the far left. From Chicago, Illinois, he is hashtag Heel Jim, Jim Alexander.
That would be me. I'm back, nerd, so indulge while it's here.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. And on his right, from Los Scandalous, California, he is a man known as Punk Rock, David Christopher.
Yes. What's going on, guys? Welcome back, Mr. Alexander.
Man, you look cool. Here, thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, bro.
I love the jacket and everything.
Yeah. I look like Cesaro or something. You know, this.
David's
looking sharp tonight, man.
But you're right. Four Horsemen. I goop. And right here.
Special surprise
from the AEW Dynamite After Show from Tacoma, Washington. He is the voice of AEW Dynamite right here at the Bus Theater Wrestling and Sports Theater 4, Jeff Farmer.
You know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here.
We don't either.
Oh, man, I am so excited to be here, you
Corpus
guys.
Corpus Energy.
I get to be on the couch.
This is
a little awkward, if I'm being honest.
I gotta be honest with you. We're supposed to be enemies on Wednesday, but you seem like a cool guy. What's up with that?
Yeah, I'm the Rick Rude of AfterBuzz right now.
You gotta gyrate.
I get to be on both shows. No, I mean, it's actually really exciting to get to be back here. Obviously, NXT AfterBuzz is one of the first shows I got to be on, and you guys do such an amazing job every week, and NXT's.
You don't watch. How do you know? Come on, man.
You ain't watching.
He's prepping the show, which is actually on after this. And the man himself, the JJ Dillon of the group, Ry Guy in the booth. How you doing, Ry Guy?
I can't believe we can see you. What did you do? What kind of invention do you have?
I built a camera over the weekend. Here it is. You can see me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this new technology.
This is so much better.
Just got to say, sorry off the show with a serious note. Soul Man Rocky Johnson passed away today. The Rock's father. Got to say, look.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a really big story today. One of the legends of the ring. Unsung hero, if anyone else. So shout out to him and the legacy he leaves behind.
Wow.
We are just a couple days removed from NXT UK Blackpool 2, a fantastic show, I thought. We're moving to Worlds Collide. The train does not stop here at NXT at all. Keith Lee starts the show. Cool promo, right? But the Limitless Legion? Let's talk about it. David Christopher, what's up with that?
Like I said from the beginning, I'm backing Keith Lee. I like what they're doing with him. I love this push he's getting. You see his charisma. It's fun. Some of the stuff's a little silly, but I mean, that's Keith Lee. You know, that's kind of, that's his personality. It was crazy to see him get, I'll just say, beat up like he did tonight. And then, quick recovery towards the end there.
But it
was cool to see. I mean, I was waiting for someone. I'm like, who's going to come out? Who's going to help him? Where's Ciampa? Where's Dijakovic? It's cool to see Ciampa come out there.
Where's Dijakovic? Where's your boy,
Dominic Dijakovic, man.
It's Dijakovic.
I love him, man. That's my guy. That's who I see. You know what? When you talk about Keith Lee, he's been getting that push. I just don't see a star there. I really
don't. You don't see a star in Keith Lee? No, I don't.
I think he's like a fun-loving... He just doesn't have that edge. He doesn't. I know his character isn't that guy, that bruising brawler, whatever. He's just like a kind of a fun-loving guy, more so of like a Big E mold and New Day. But I just don't think he's good at promos.
Okay.
I just think he's too... nice. And we've talked about some of these guys are just like personally, like they're nice guys.
It he threw a guy to a hedge today, though. Like, that's unnice. Right.
But I'm not. Something about it is either he needs a legitimate gimmick or something that he's just there. You know what I mean? Like, he's just too bland for me to consider him anything above a mid-carder.
Jim, I totally agree with what you're saying. That's how I felt in the very beginning when I first got familiar with Keith Lee. I was like, he seems very nice, very like. Not what he's becoming. I see potential in what they're building and pushing with him. So I'm open to it now. And I mean, you can tell it's there, especially with that whole Bush push tonight. There's, you know, it's one of those things where you see the good guys when they finally snap, like, oh my gosh, he's lost it.
He needs more of that. I think it'll come. Needs something there because it's just not hitting completely. And it's like the guy's is incredible athleticism. Hey, he might have, you know, that stomach hanging out, which is fine. I actually like that. What?
Okay.
No, but I mean, it's like he's a fat dude. Whatever,
you know it's
right?
A hot take when you get all defensive. What? I did not say a word.
No, okay, so he doesn't have the aesthetic physique. You know Drew McIntyre.
Right?
But thing is, I actually like that about him because he's so athletic, you would never imagine a guy, you know what I mean, with that kind of belly hanging out there to be pulling out these moves. I think they should use more of that. Like, show us how athletic this guy is and the stuff he could do. I feel like that kind of gets hidden in a match. It's like we're almost expecting to do these things. I think that's part of his almost character that you could build around. Like, this guy isn't supposed to be doing these things, you know, like that.
I could not disagree more. Jack Farmer, what do you think about Keith Lee and his upside now?
I absolutely love Keith Lee. Keith Lee's one of my all-time favorites right now. You know, it's actually, to TK's credit, she always calls him lovable. I think he is lovable. I think the Limitless Legion thing is a little corny, but he's one of those guys that I think can just make it work. I think his moveset's awesome. I kind of agree, though. I think he should. I want to see him on TV every week beating people. I think he should be one of those, like, Iron Man kind of guys that, like, literally every week he's coming out and putting on a big match. Because we need to see how good he is regularly and be kind of like the old, like, I guess, Intercontinental Champion days. I'd like to see those guys would come out and just have great matches.
The John Cena Open Challenge. He was title Open Challenge days. Yeah. Where you fight anybody. I thought it was kind of cool. And we'll see Undisputed Era again, but they get involved here, showing that they're that whole gang warfare thing. Shout out to them. We'll get to them a little bit later. So the first match officially of the night was Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. It rolls on. Pete Dunne, Matt Riddle, the Broserweights taking on Flash, Morgan Webster, and Mark Andrews, with the Broserweights getting the win. On paper, seems pretty predictable, but the match itself was amazing. David Christopher, thoughts about that?
I love the match. Yeah. Honestly, and that's kind of how I felt about this whole night. I felt like this whole night was just very high energy, high paced. It was, every match was just like so quick and athletic, agile. It was the stuff that I love to watch, every match. And this match alone, you know, I'm a fan of Dunn, Riddle. I was really excited to see how they kind of paired together. I thought they had really good chemistry. Yeah. It was like a match almost of like strength and power versus like speed, agility. You know, it was entertaining to watch. So I enjoyed it. You know, I'm rooting for Riddle in Dunn, of course, but I almost thought they might have lost it there.
For sure.
I'm just kind of trying to figure out this Riddle and Dunn team. Right. For a sec, like, they had their singles pushes. Clearly, we've been talking about Dunn being kind of buried lately. Okay. Like, he should have been way over than he is at this point. You know, especially the way they were teasing him. He was like a champion in UK for like over a year,
685
right?
685 days.
Yeah, that's 2 years plus. Yeah. So that kind of a guy is an attraction. Right? When he debuts in NXT, he should have been an attraction and he should have continued that streak in a sense, in some way that this guy is, you know, like impossible to almost defeat. But he's just fallen under cracks. And is this a pairing of two guys really that kind of they don't have anything for right now? Because Riddle had a hot streak too. And you would think that he when he was feuding with Velveteen at some point, like you were thinking the next step would be the NXT title.
Sure.
But then he's fallen off. So it's cool to see him together. It's a contrast of styles. And seeing them work with guys like that, you know, too. It's fun, but I just think they can do more separately. I think it's a makeshift team.
It's an interesting take because, like, again, with all of the championships on the around their waist stuff, Undisputed Era, there's not much. It's kind of crowded at the top. And I understand that you have Matt Riddle. You don't want to cool him off and just give him a bunch of matches that go nowhere. You put him in a tournament. People see him every week. They can chant bro, bro, bro. Because I thought Dunn and Riddle had good chemistry together. I think by the end of
the
match.
Which is surprising.
It was like, oh my gosh.
Because you wouldn't think that.
Yeah. And no fault to Morgan Webster and Mark Andrews. Like, these are two guys that are great in NXT UK. I was wondering how that would work here, but they totally showed and proved, I thought.
They killed it. Yeah. They killed it. And I'm going to agree with you a little bit, Jack. I think maybe
Jack.
It is.
I lost the rear with Jack.
I'll take it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. I think it almost, I was kind of thinking that too. Is it a situation to where to keep them relevant, to keep them, you know, in good matches, pin them together? Because right now we have the other storylines with the champion and Yui and, you know, Ciampa and all those guys. So
there's no room for him is what you're saying right now.
So,
at the top.
So I believe that's a good thing. And then, you know, we've always talked about when is, you know, Undisputed Era going to drop the titles. Who's going to do it first? Mm-hmm. Tag teams or whatever. And if they were, what would be an actually really cool pair to see take those titles? And I think Riddle and Dunne.
They would be a legitimate team for sure. No question. Yeah. You would believe that in a heartbeat.
Jack Farmer on the AEW Dynamite, the show Dynamite, the promotion's very, very dynamic. One of the strengths of that company is its tag team division.
Yeah.
There's thoughts about the fact that this tag team classic and putting people like Dunne and Riddle together, is the tag team division NXT something that's kind of overlooked when it comes to how cool this brand is?
I think that, I don't know if overlooked is, it's definitely needs some rebuilding. They don't have a lot of big name teams right now, which I think this Dusty Classic is doing a good job of creating those teams, because now we're seeing a lot of the guys who have already made names for themselves over in UK, but also new teams like Kushida and Alex Shelley, new to NXT, I should say, getting to come out. The one
Alex Shelley, like, are we talking about the TNA Alex Shelley?
There's only one.
Oh my god, I forgot he was alive.
Yeah, so it's that's really cool. The one thing with this match in particular, though. The Broserweights, the one thing I thought with this is they work together great, but I want to see them fight each other. I want to see them have a feud with each other. That was the thing I kept thinking the whole time is I want to see Pete Dunne versus the original bro, Matt Riddle.
That's a good feud right there. It's two contrasting styles. Yeah. Maybe they could evolve into that. Maybe as a tag team don't have a fallout in a sense. Let me ask this question. Sorry taking the light from it, but... What do you guys think about the UK guys being here? Should they be going over in some of these matches against the NXT guys?
They have to.
Or it's just a way for them to be seen on to an American audience, to kind of a bigger audience.
Why not both?
Or are you actually going to put them over at the expense of the NXT guys?
You know,
I wouldn't.
We're short on time, but basically the way I'm seeing it, it helps everybody else. I mean, the NXT UK is a fantastic brand, but it's a network exclusive in the United States.
Right.
So you bring these guys over, and they get, like, totally destroyed. It's like, well, what's the incentive to buy this app to let's watch them on Thursday? So you have to give them some sort of thing. But moving on, Ryguy, you could do us a favor, cut a world of promo. Oh, snap.
There it is.
This is already the best promo.
I've been gone too long. I don't know what's going on. Can people see this at home?
Yeah.
Oh.
Finally. We're back. I'm asking all the AfterBuzz wrestling fans, including the AEW ones, to like, comment, and subscribe to this after show. Back to you, Flumbo.
Is this rehearsed?
That's like Hogan like pulling the shirt. Yeah, thank you so much, Ryan Guy. You two can interact with the show by following us and like, comment, subscribe on YouTube, on our iTunes and Spotify, because frankly, we need the likes. We desperately need those likes.
And to interrupt on this note right now.
Superkick!
Yeah, no, I know, guys. So we had mentioned this briefly last week at the end of the show, so I want to say it now before we forget. We are really trying to push 1,000 views on our show. I didn't see exactly where we landed last week, but we didn't get 1,000, I know that. So if you can please help us with that, you know, send it to your mom, your father, your sister, brother, cousins. Yeah. Send it to Jim like 20 times.
Yeah.
You know, just whatever you can do, though, to help us push this show.
Go to your chat rooms and forums and inform everyone. You know, you guys
know
are
what?
On it.
Let's put icing on the cake. If we get 1,000 views on NXT this week, I will bring back Heel Beto live on the show. I'm just saying exclusive. It's not yet. A little incentive.
That's worth it. That's worth the views right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because I'm a nice guy, guys. You know how it is.
I'll go a step farther.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'll go a step farther. If we get 100 likes on a new video, if we get 100 thumbs up, I will bring back the ice bucket challenge on myself.
In the booth?
I'm like, hey, I ain't part of this. You can ask for any likes.
We're rolling the video outside January weather.
Wow.
Ice bucket.
Wow, that's guys. Help that's, us out. That's something. That's gutsy.
And if it's 1,000 views and 100 likes, then all the panelists will also do it.
Jack Farmer, just real quick. There was a little bit of a tease today with Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. Possibly teaming up, reuniting as DIY against Mustache Mountain, Trent Seven, and Tyler Bate at Worlds Collide. Are you on board?
Yes. I have been on board with just about anything Ciampa has done for about as long as I can remember. And Gargano, his best stuff is when he's paired with Tommaso Ciampa.
Anything Ciampa does, you're on board.
So he's done, over the past few years, outside of the injury, obviously, but outside of the past few years, everything he's done has just been entertaining. His matches have been great. His stories have been great. Yeah. He's been lights out for everything. And like I said, with Gargano, when you look back at like the best stuff he's done, it's been tied to Ciampa. So it seems like it's a win-win for everyone. And Mustache Mountain's super entertaining as well. So
yeah,
I like it. I feel like it's win-win.
That name alone, I'm already on board.
Right. Tyler Bates too good to be part of a tag team.
What?
Yeah.
Tyler Bates
should be single running roughshod.
He's like 17, though, isn't he? He's like super
20,
young.
20, 22, I think.
So what?
Yeah. I do think Bate is better than, well, not better, but I like Bate more than Seven, but I don't think that they should.
I don't even know the other guys, so Trent's, I mean, that tells you Bate should be on his own.
Tyler Bate will be a star. I think he's young enough. I think they have time. Yeah. They're not rushing it.
That's a guy who actually may use the word fisticuffs. Moving on, we actually had another Dusty Rose tag team match play up. Kushida, Alex Shelley, the former Time Splitters, taking on the Grizzle Young Veterans. Now today on The Bump, the Grizzle Young Veterans said, you know what, you guys don't even know who Alex Shelley and Kushida are. You're probably going to looking them up because you never heard about them. When it's all said and done, we are going to come out on top. And they proved it tonight, stopping the reunion tour. Jim Ellison, I'm going to start with you because I know how much you love Alex Shelley.
Yeah, I liked him, actually. He's got a lot of personality.
Thoughts about the match and thoughts about Grizzle Young Veterans.
I mean, that we're talking about a team was going over, right? From UK, right? But is it too much at the expense of a guy like Kushida, who has been falling around? You know, like, wasn't he supposed to be the next big thing
when he came on? He was a big thing, yeah.
Now he's in a tag team, right, in this tournament, and he's not getting over. I think it says more about Kushida and Alex Shelley not getting over than these guys from the UK. I didn't think this was a team that should have taken it. But hell, all these guys could work, you know, so that's the fun part. But when we're talking about wins and losses, I think it would have served a lot better for Kushida and Shelley to pick this one up.
Yeah, Christopher?
No, I agree. I absolutely agree. I mean, the match itself, though, I loved. It was actually very good. Again, it was one of those more like strength brute versus like the speed, agility. You know, I love Kushida and Shelley was awesome. That, I mean, I personally thought they should have took it. I really did. I was rooting for them. Yeah. I was surprised that they didn't. But the match was great. It was actually really good. So I can't really be bummed about it.
I was like you guys. I was kind of confused about Kushida's NXT run. I mean, he had a couple injuries in between there. But seeing him in a dynamic of a tag team, I'm not sure at times, but it can still work. But I was like, oh my gosh, I get the appeal now. I get the speed. I get the strength.
But he's got to get wins.
He's got to get wins. Ultimately, it was for naught. But now I see it. Before, it was kind of like, okay. But now I was like, oh, I see why he was the pick. Jack Farmer. This team reminded me, the team of Kushida, Alex Shelley, reminded me of the team of Angelico and Jack Evans in AEW. Am I just drawing from straws here, or are there some parallels?
I can see some styles or some stylistic things that would combine them. I think they're definitely two separate tag teams. Mm-hmm. I love the pairing of Kushida and Alex Shelley. I'm a huge Alex Shelley fan as well.
Yeah,
I
think of his was awesome.
Back when he was a Motor City Machine Gun.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And I think it's okay that they lost today because I think the goodwill of him coming into NXT. I'm shocked it's taken this long for him to get to WWE, by the way.
I didn't even know that. When did he debut or sign? I had no idea that Shelley was part of this company. Even.
He was signed to be a trainer from what I know.
Yeah, maybe that makes more sense.
From what I read. I'm not saying I'm an insider, but
He's up there in age now at this point, you know, a little bit.
I suppose AJ Styles, but he makes it work.
But it makes Kushida seem so much cooler and so much more relevant to me. I never connected with Kushida before. Mm-hmm. But now, because there's like that bridge of me saying, oh, I like Alex Shelley, and now by association, I like Kushida because they're together.
Right.
I think it'll probably be a shorter term team, but I think it's going to give Kushida a lot more miles down the road.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like a lot more of Kushida's upside tonight.
Yeah, better than what's been given so far.
And their chemistry, though, is insane, man. Watching them tonight was just awesome, dude. They're just on point. There's just synced up moves, and it was awesome watching that.
I would buy their merch.
Wow.
And that is the biggest endorsement.
Yeah, because I love wearing my own stuff.
Wow.
Moving on, it's now time for King's Court.
Jim Alexander.
You do this twice a week. You do this?
He is the most handsome,
I am.
Charming,
I've heard this before.
I'm sure we all have, yeah. We want 1,000 views, not less.
Right.
I don't care. I care about this.
Of course you do.
We hear it twice a week. He hears it probably more.
Right. How's that lyric? There's music.
What's up, Jim?
I like this, Ryan.
Jump in there, man. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to keep on going. Oh,
we only have
oh, you want me to talk about it? I was taking in the music. Today's King's Court is always on fire. Things are going on. I'm surprised I have time for these shows with the King's Court going on.
There's not time for these shows.
King's Court today, of course, I made that big announcement on Raw. Liv Morgan has gotten to the mountaintop of the King's Court. She's now tied with Mandy Rose. This is huge news, okay, in my world.
Breaking news right there,
they
man.
They are.
They're
Liv
not
Morgan
even on
is
the
caught
show,
up.
Jim.
It doesn't matter. They're in my world. And on this show, Tegan Knox. How about that?
Okay.
How about that? I'm putting her in the King's Court. I couldn't figure out her name because I thought it was someone else, but like now I know who Tegan Knox is, and she is a new member of the King's Court. Along with Lana, one of my favorites.
Is it like a gym in there? Alex, like, is it like a ring? Like huh? Is it like a ring?
I almost said Alex Shelley. No, hell no. Alexa Bliss.
He is kind of beautiful. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Alexa Bliss. My boy Rusev outside the door with Lashley.
Okay.
And we'll put Tyler Breen. Yeah. That young boy's got to learn some things.
All right, moving on. We a three-way cruiserweight title match with the winner getting a spot in the Fatal 4-Way at Worlds Collide. Leo Rush, Swerve Scott, and Tyler Breeze. Angel Garza on commentary. Which I thought was pretty hilarious. Going into it, I was going to give it to Leo Rush, but no. Swerve gets the win. David Christopher, talk to me about this.
I agree with you too, man. I for sure thought we were doing the Leo thing. I mean, he got a push. What happened? You know, all of a sudden it's like loses the title, and now it seems like he's kind of going
he's
back down the ladder.
Hour,
I mean, we saw Swerve come. That was coming for a while with Swerve.
His hour's yeah. been up. Yeah.
But I mean, no, yeah, we saw it coming with Swerve for a while. He's been getting pushed too. I mean, the guy is extremely talented.
He's talented. He's got a great look, good size.
Yeah.
I'm a scout here, okay? I'm going to. I like what this guy has to offer, and I think he's the right guy to push. I think there's more potential in him than in Leo Rush. Leo Rush has got only so miles to go.
As
intangibles?
Sky high
intangibles, because he's got a lot more potential than Leo Rush. Leo Rush is kind of a finished product. He's a small guy that can fly, right? Good on a mic, but there's just something. He can't overcome certain things, and his size is a detriment.
He's with a cruiser division.
It doesn't matter. Swerve has potential to go higher than real Leo Rush can. Yeah. And I think Tyler Breeze is a perfect guy to have them with, because he can work. He can be sort of the kind of mentor, you know, in the ring we're talking about.
Doesn't bother that Tyler Breeze looked physically larger than the other two men? Like, do you think he's 205? I don't think so.
Tyler Breeze?
Yeah. I don't think he's 205, no. But I mean, it felt right. It looks right.
Sure, sure. I give you that.
He makes sense in that match, you know, and he performed very well. And like you said, Jim, I think it was...
you needed that veteran with stability. You know, I think Tyler Breeze could work with a lot of different guys.
The 205 thing, too, I think is something we all just... realize gets fudged a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, it's Tony Nese 205. Yeah. That dude's not smaller than me.
He's like 230.
I'm over 205. Yeah. Yeah. Hell no.
Maybe
man.
He skips his calves. You think about that, Jim?
Yeah, his calves are super skinny.
Jeez, dude, 205, please.
If I could jump in about Swerve, though, something I said during the breakout tournament, Swerve is, and I stand by it. Swerve will be the 2020 breakout star of the year.
You did say that. Okay, I
could see that.
He's going to be the guy that really breaks out this year, I think.
I also want to say, if we actually had a boudoir segment, I'll totally put Tyler Breeze and Leo Rose's ring gear in there. It's pretty nice, you know. But
Tyler Breeze always looking fire in his.
I said, if we had a boudoir.
Is that what
right
a boudoir
now?
Is?
Hey, you got to dance.
There we go.
This
we
is
go.
Extra uncomfortable.
Hey, and we lost our viewers.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
You got on the couch? You got on the couch?
Well, we were hoping for 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. 1,001.
There we go.
David Christopher, save the show. It's now time for Punk Rock to pin the night.
Yes, let's do it. All right, guys, tonight's Punk Rock Pin of the Night. It was a little tough because I was torn between our first match with Riddle and Dunn or that awesome Battle Royal with the women. That was really tough, and I can't decide, so I'm going to say both of them because they both really brought it. It was really cool to see, like I said before, the pairing of Dunn and Riddle and just show that chemistry that they have as well and building this new tag team and seeing where that's going. The match was fun to watch. Same thing with the girls. It was just seeing everybody coming out of it. It looked like they threw the whole locker room in there. You know
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
It was awesome. I was bummed my girl Candice LeRae didn't win. I was a little bummed about that, but they kept it exciting, and I mean those girls tore it down. It was awesome. So that is your Punk Rock Pin of the Night.
Yeah. You know, I was kind of torn. My girl, Jessica May, didn't win, even though she hadn't debuted officially. Farmer, you know, on the AEW Dynamite show, which airs after this show right here on AfterBuzz TV Wrestling and Sports, the number one wrestling sports coverage channel on the planet, you have a segment called Elite of the Week. Now, if you're watching NXT today, who would qualify?
Well, everyone technically qualifies, right? But I think Bianca Belair would have to be number one.
Wow.
She won tonight the big battle royal, and something that just blows me away whenever I turn on NXT is just how stacked the women's division is.
Yeah,
I mean,
lately though, because they've been throwing in a lot of new faces there too. You know,
but they're just—I mean, there's so many that you're like, that person could be a star. That person could be a star. That person could be a star. It's absolutely amazing, and it blows me away. I think a few years ago, the whole women's evolution thing felt like a little like as a catchphrase that they were just kind of making it buzzworthy. But you really look at women's divisions now, especially in NXT, and it's just incredible how good they are right now.
Jack, would you say almost like I almost get a little bit more excited now to watch the women than I do the guys sometimes?
Fair enough. And if I'm being completely honest, if you had asked me that 10 years ago, I'd say there's no way I would ever feel that way. But you're right. The women's matches are just amazing right now, especially NXT just kills it in that department.
So let's go into it, man. The Women's Battle Royal, the winner will get a title shot against Rhea Ripley. That's a question we're asking. What does it look like? A lot of faces we haven't seen before, like Jessica Mayer, Catalina. Actually, it was both. On the Raw roster, she was Catalina with Sin Cara, and she's Carolina here. Some familiar faces, Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, Shayna Baszler gets involved in this. Let's talk about the women's division as it is right now. So we have some people we haven't heard about, people that we've heard of and haven't seen, like established stars. Did it all come together and gel in this match, or was it left something to be desired? Jim Alexander?
It's cool. You get to see new talent, right, and new faces. And we've been seeing over the last week, we've seen Toni Storm come in from UK. There's so many. It's almost getting to a point where I think they should slow down with bringing in too many new faces because you can't push them all, right?
Right.
And a match like this, it works because you get to expose them to the audience and get to see them all kind of work together. But I think they need to kind of slow down some of these pushes and keep them way off TV. You just can't build so many guys. I am actually surprised that Bianca Belair won. Like, at some point last year, she was the talk of the brand, right?
True.
She was at the top, and then that weird descent happened, and I don't feel she's fully recovered. She's been working at it, but I think it was a little bit too fast almost to push her now to the top, because she's going to be fed to Ripley, and I don't think she's got a chance in that.
Why would you say that she has a chance?
Because she hasn't been built up enough from where they took her down.
Right.
If this was Bianca a year ago, hey, all bets are off.
Okay, but let me challenge you on that.
Bianca this year in 2020, not yet.
Let me challenge you a bit, Jim, because I understand we watch a lot of wrestling and we kind of get in our own heads about who's getting up, who's being pushed. Forget that. Let's say wrestling is a combat sport like the gladiators and gladiator wrestlers from back in the day.
Okay.
Does not Bianca Belair have the tools to become the women's champion?
No question.
Right.
The promos, she's got the look, and she's got the skills. She's got all of it. The thing is, when you bury someone in a sense, and I can almost say they buried her in a sense, because she went from undefeated and then the descent happened real quick, and then she wasn't even appearing on TV for weeks at a time. You can't, and I feel this build is too quick. When they're building some of these other women that were a part of this match, when you have a Shayna Baszler, Io Shirai, you know, Candice, like, people who have been around that have been kind of, they haven't had that descent as Bianca has.
Right.
She needs more time, more mic time too, to get her back to the place where she was dominant in the first place. And I think this is a little bit too quick for her to win this. And she's not going to go over because I don't believe it.
Right.
The thing is, a Bianca of last year, I would have believed it. Bianca right now, I don't believe it.
Well, we literally, like, we had this debate last week, remember?
Right.
Who's stronger? Who do you think is actually more powerful? And that's a toss-up. It really is. You know what I mean? But like I said, in the sense of just being an observer, right, would not knowing what we know or being biased, she has the tools, man.
No question.
Has the skills. I mean, she could kill. She's got the tenacity. I mean, if we're looking at these two, I mean, it's an exciting match in itself, but I would believe it. I mean, seeing what she's doing in the ring, and I mean, even going up against Ripley in the past, I mean, she's brought it. She's hung in there. So
I don't think it's a push. I think it's not a push for her to win this and go against Ripley.
Maybe not, but I think it'll still be a solid match.
That's what I'm saying. Look,
it's a stepping stone.
We're looking at Rhea Ripley. Here's someone who's just physically imposing. She beat a legitimate MMA competitor, right? If you are Mr. Matchmaker Jim Alexander, yeah, who on the roster would you say, I need someone formidable, someone strong, someone that can say, hell, look, they may have a chance to win and has the tools. I see Bianca, and not much beyond, not say much beyond that, but right now, she needs that. That's something I'm all on board to see.
You want to talk about look-wise and like body type and stuff? What about Jasmine Duke? I mean, Duke.
Jasmine Duke?
Yeah.
Okay, what about...
She has never gotten a push. Let's start with that. You know, because Shayna Baszler is overshadowed.
She's in the tag team, though. She hasn't really wrestled on her own.
But that's what I mean. If you broke him up and if you gave her a singles run, that is someone I could see formidable literally coming out of nowhere.
Take
and just...
in 4 weeks, Jim. What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Hey, I mean, come on. I mean, it's too late now for that. But I'm just saying, if they wanted to really put up maybe you can work this for WrestleMania. That's still a possibility. But if you want someone kind of formidable that we haven't seen, that we kind of don't know much about, that could really surprise, that would be the person. Right now, I mean, yeah, physically, if we're talking about that, maybe Tegan Nox, you know, but there isn't, I mean, Io Shirai is small, so you wouldn't think she would have a chance versus Ripley and Baszler, but we can't do Baszler again. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, you can't do Duke either because you beat the head of any gang. You're going to do a henchman after the fact. That's kind of weird.
You could. If you build it right, that's the thing, because we haven't seen enough of her.
Story,
yeah, thoughts about Baszler, that, Jack?
But I think Belair matches up great. I think physically, on paper, you see those two. Knowing nothing else, if you just saw the poster, you'd buy into it right away. And going back to just how deep NXT's division is, I think Bianca Belair could look like a champion on any other wrestling brand right now. And you'd like, if she was on SmackDown, if she was on Raw, if she was on any other wrestling companies, she could hold a title and you'd say, yeah, I believe that.
She was there a year ago. That's how I kept on saying. She was there, but when you take someone, you know, from the top and you kind of bury them, you just can't make me believe as a viewer that she's suddenly back there, because it just felt different. Different last year than it does right now.
Maybe the timing was off, though. Now that's where that push is coming in again. Maybe now it's her time. Not necessarily, I don't know if she's going to take the title, but I'm saying to have a good run, a good push again.
But the time was last year when there isn't that much competition, when you have all these new faces. She was literally one of the main females on that roster.
I'll give you that.
You know, so that was the time to give her that title run, kept that undefeated streak. She should have gone on a streak. We're not talking about an Asuka streak, maybe that long, but at least for a significant time. Like, Baszler also had a significant run, but Bianca was that person last year. You know, that was the most believable person to go against Shayna at the time. That was the most believable person to keep a streak and a title, and they just didn't max out on it. Well, and now it's starting from the bottom.
Here's an example, Jim.
Last time, Bianca.
Last time. We have seen this kind of stuff happen in the past with WWE. I mean, a perfect example right now is like a Daniel Bryan, right? When they get pushed down that ladder, then they get pushed right back up. I mean,
but he's proven. Daniel Bryan is proven over the years. Bianca's still trying to prove herself.
But I mean, we have seen that roller coaster, you know, where they could still have that opportunity to become something great again, you know, even though they've been kind of pushed down.
Yeah. I know. She has a potential to get back there. I just think the problem here is I'm just saying it's too quick. Right. Too quick at this time.
Time will tell. It looks like she's going on. But
yeah, we'll see.
The stories that came from that, having the new signee Mercedes Martinez eliminate Mia Yim, and the whole next chapter in the Tegan Nox Dakota Kai storyline. These four women, look, they're going to be splintered off into their own storyline. So I think the Battle Royal had it serve that purpose. You have a more contender. You have some side stories as well. Thoughts about new signee Mercedes Martinez, and thoughts about Kai Nox.
I think that's a good angle with Martinez and Baszler. I like that little feud they had going on.
Oh, that too.
That
was really
cool. So, I mean, is that a new angle now as well?
She looks a legitimate badass. For
yeah, that was actually really cool.
Are you going to throw her to the wolves from day one?
No, I mean, who knows what Baszler is now?
We're talking about Baszler. She's expired with NXT. It's time to move her out of there, because now there's no way up, just down. She can't go any higher than she was. I think now she's getting lost in a shuffle. You need to remove her from NXT. If anyone's going to be taken to the Raw or SmackDown, it needs to be Baszler. She just doesn't fit in right now, unless she starts dropping matches.
Something really cool. Sorry, Jack. Jack.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, do you think before Baszler goes that she should
put over someone?
Like, return the favor, so to speak,
she could.
A little bit?
She could. And then it would make automatically a believable contender and almost a star in Martinez.
Well, we'll see what happens next week as we roll back. Jack Farmer, thank you so much for hanging out with us in AEW Dynamite After Show. We're going to find you in about 2 minutes and online.
Yeah, you can find me at jackcfarmer.com as well as at RealJackFarmer across all social media. But most importantly, you can check me out on the AEW Dynamite After Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Right after this, that's right, I'm going to hop on over to a different studio.
Yeah.
And through the magic of TV, I will be on a different show.
And he will wear the same clothes.
Tim Alexander, yeah.
What is up, people? Yeah, you know you were to catch me, realtalker.com. That's R-E-L-talker.com. Good interviews. I always got the scoop. Bruce and Lana, my people. And also you can hit me up at the Jim Alexander on social media.
And you can find me, as always, on Instagram, David_Christopher_official. Fit TV Network, check it out. Or here every Wednesday on the NXT AfterBuzz TV show, guys.
And of course, my name is Flobo Voice. You can check me out at Flobo Voice on Twitter, at Flobito on Instagram, Flobito.com. And please support the homie and buy a t-shirt.
Look at that t-shirt. That's Ziggler colors right there.
But until next time, buzz you later.
Good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.